In local news, a community election event has been held in the town hall this Sunday. Tautukura, who ran the local body election Meet the Candidate event last year, are running a community event on Sunday at 11 a.m. till 1:30. There'll be food involved. Their focus is to try to get communities out to vote, and they'll be running a fun interactive session about the basics of enrolling, voting and party policies. If you weren't aware, we are actually having a general election come 14th of October this year. And meantime, Waikato Regional Council has opted to stick with first-past-the-post voting system for the 2025 local body elections. This means there will be no change for the way we select the two councillors in our constituency of the Waikato Regional Council. They considered the STV system but gave the same old excuse that voters are confused by the concept of ranking candidates. And apparently 19% of local authorities currently use the STV system, 81% using first-past-the-post. In our region, only Hamilton City uses STV. The two Māori constituencies introduced by Waikato Regional Council ahead of the 2013 elections will also be retained following a vote of 9-2. Ngāho e whā Māori constituency councillor Tipa Mahuta abstained from the vote to encourage councillors to proactively include Māori constituencies, while two councillors said they felt it was not democratic and voted against the motion. And in local sport, the Raglan Roosters defaulted their last game of the season because of Father's Day, we're told. In the end, the result wouldn't have made any difference to the table of the Waikato Football Sunday League, with the opposition Marist FC winning every single game of the league, and the Roosters stuck in fourth place for 2023 win, lose or draw. This means the Division 1 trophy will be changing hands from the Roosters to Marist this season. And that is the Radical News for Monday, 4th of September, 2023.